All right, listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You've been playing small for far too long, and it's time to step in the true power and potential that's been inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader. And this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. Season 7 is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that has been holding you back. So, if you are ready to get out of your own way, stop second guessing your dreams, and to start living the life you were born to live, you're in the right place. Every episode, we dive deep into faith, mindset, and the hard truths that are going to keep you unlocking to the next level. No sugarcoating, no bullshit, no excuses, just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. It is time to stop playing nice. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Hello, hello, darlings. So, wow, today has been a day. Like, it has been a day. I am beyond tired. We were on the road for most of it. And I don't know about you, but like being in the car is like high level exhaustion for me. I don't know what it is about it. It wipes me out literally. Probably because I'm just confined in this little space and it's, I don't know, it's exhausting, but not complaining. It has been an emotional whirlwind. I got blindsided a little bit, to be honest. Some TikTok comments actually took my breath away and kind of most definitely hurt me. And so I processed, I talked myself through the trigger because we all know that the truth hurts. And these comments were insane. And so, calling me an abomination of the Lord, among other things, but that was probably the one, that hurt my feelings the most because I genuinely, am I gonna cry right now? That is so dumb. Okay. I genuinely am growing so much in my relationship to the point where I have felt like, that imposter syndrome, but I'm like, keep talking about this because there's a lot of people out there that may just have that natural hunger and desire to get to know Christ, to further a relationship with God, but then they listen to that voice that says like, oh, you're an imposter, you're not real, you're not a real Christian, you're not all these things. I fight through that already naturally. And so to hear all of this, like someone else saying that back to me, absolutely hurt my feelings because there was no intention on really getting to know me for who I am. Just a lot of judgment. And I was like, whoa. It honestly, like, it took my breath away today. So I've just been kind of like talking myself through that because I even told my husband, I'm like, man, should I stop doing this? Like, am I the person that should be talking to anybody about God and Christ? Because I have tattoos, I cuss, I don't buy into people's delusions. I am absolutely honest to a fault because sometimes it hurts people. And not that's not my intention, but I just am blunt. I don't sugarcoat stuff, which you guys know that already. And I think I just know, like there is one person, and I should be able to talk about my relationship, and how much it's growing and how much I can see God's love through the perspective of all of the history of, and Brandon Lynette that was before me. Okay, since I was a kid, I see all the ways that he has loved me through every part of that. And if I do what they want me to do and shut up and back off and not share Bible study for a badass and pull my videos. And speaking of, this is all on TikTok, right? So I had a friend message me and was like, don't read your YouTube video comments. And I'm like, girl, what? Like, there's comments over there. And she said, yeah, it's just a handful, but it's pretty ugly. So, I won't be reading the comments. Let's just make that very clear. Also, if you follow me on TikTok, I will no longer open a message unless I know you personally. Not gonna do it. So, protecting my boundaries, that's what it's called, protecting my boundaries. But honestly, like, we are not perfect people, okay? We are absolute Sinners, we are. And there isn't one part of me that is hesitant with what comes out of my mouth because I do not say terrible things about God or Christ. And I do not feel like my relationship with him is endangered at all. It is just what comes out of my mouth, and it is not hateful, it is not hurtful, it is not name calling in a way that, is negative. Bitches is a term of endearment. If you guys have read Once Upon a Time, Bitches, there's a nice little spiel in there explaining that. Just it's crazy. It's crazy. So I'm just like, it's okay. I'm just gonna keep going because I know my heart, and I know there's someone out there that feels edgy and thinks maybe they don't deserve the value of having a relationship with Christ, and they don't think they deserve to get to share that with other people. But at the end of the day, like, I couldn't keep this to myself, even if I've tried. And there's episodes here because this isn't the Listen Bitch, or this isn't a Bible study for a badass, but I'm the same person across either platform. And I've even told myself, like, maybe you should, this is the devil talking, maybe you shouldn't talk so much about Christ on the podcast. But like, here's the thing, I literally could not help it if I tried. It is part of everything. It is a part of who I'm growing into. It's a part of the reason I could keep going. He's the reason I could put one step in front of the other, and he's the absolutely only reason. Okay. It's been a crazy emotional week. I will just say that. Like, I had the rug ripped out from under me in my home life, and stuff has just been, I just feel like I am flailing, like just watching all these things around me and just kind of disbelief of like not feeling like I had that solid ground. And then I come back to Christ and I'm like, oh, that's it. That's the lesson. Because I'm trying to think I can have solid ground anywhere in my life except for a relationship with him. It's not possible. So I am thankful for the tough emotional week. I am thankful for the lessons because it brings me right back here. And I definitely, without the strength and with not just, if I didn't know without a doubt that I was loved and valued and honored and protected and that he has me, there's no way I would sit down and do this episode today. No way. 'Cause I'm gutted. I'm sick to, I'm a human being. I'm still sick to my stomach. And can I work through the pain? Can I acknowledge that? Can I see what's going on? Absolutely. And while in the midst of, my mamas know this, like we go through emotional shit, but we still have to like hold everything together, get kids where they need to be, make sure dinner's fed, get the groceries done, get the errands run, get the just doing all the things. So it has been a thing. I could not do this without him in my life. So sorry to disappoint anybody who was hoping that you would wreck me completely. I will say you genuinely hurt my feelings because you're not even trying to get to know me as a person. And I do honestly feel sorry for you because I never want to be that kind of person that just shuts someone down so completely. Do I have room to grow in my relationship? Absolutely. But it's not on you to judge where I'm at right now. It's just not, it's there's so many things that I do right, and for you to focus on the one thing that you can get hung up on, like it's not for you to decide how my relationship goes and who I should and shouldn't be talking to. So I'm still going to keep being me because I guarantee there's one fucking person out there that is just begging for like that chance, that lifeline. And I have it as long as I can talk about what has saved me. So anyway, putting all that to the side, as much as I want to go curl up in a ball and do nothing else for the rest of the night, I am going to push through this episode because it is so incredibly important that we are proactive people. Okay. On top of an emotional week, I'm in a mom's group that is full of like crazy people. And I say that with all the love. It is literally not even their fault. It is people that have been so brainwashed and just manipulated into that safety and security of being a sheep and believing everybody and everything around you and never researching things for yourself, copy paste everything from the media, everything from people that are extremists, all of these things. And we start talking about food, okay? This is, I don't know why I'm derailing, but I'm just going to share it with you guys. I put up a post about how I feel like it has to start somewhere. So people that are on food stamps should genuinely have to be regulated. Like they shouldn't get the cans of soda and the sugar and all this stuff. And people went crazy. They're like, if you hate poor people, just say that. And I'm thinking, I feel like the government knows that EBT is used for junk food 70% of the time. I'm throwing that out there. Don't quote me on that. I don't know for sure. But it's a lot. And you know how I know? Because I'm in motherfucking grocery lines with people with their cards and I see what's in their cart. Okay. This is the stuff that is keeping you stuck because it's toxic. It messes with your brain. It messes with the core essence of who you are. It's poison. I don't keep pop in my fridge. If you guys came to see me right now and you're like, what do you have to drink? Bitch, we drink water. Like literally. So there's this whole thing of like people going crazy. And all I really wanted was to say, listen, we want people to not rely on stuff. There should be a time limit where we are willing to help people. Let's get them to move through this themselves, to grow through it, not to become dependent on something. We want people to take massive responsibility, not depend on the government. That's an empowering thing. If I hated poor, broke ass people, I'd be like, fuck it, keep your food stamps and eat all the junk food in the world and just whatever, keep it going. It's fucking sad because these kids don't have a choice and you can't break the cycle until the parents make a choice, until we're actually proactive on like what we're feeding our kids. And I wish I could say I had a handle on the shit that my kids eat, but they have older siblings who are constantly bringing junk to them. And it is, I've even had to tell my second oldest, like, you have to slow down on the snacks because it messes with them, I'm not strict by any means, and I'm not a granola mom or crunchy mom. What do they call them? I'm not that, okay? But I do make trade-offs, like really solid. Most of our meals are protein. Protein, 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 protein based. We drink water at home. On occasion, holidays, New Year's Eve, the kids got pop. What was the last holiday? Valentine's Day, I bought them chocolates. Like there's stuff. The stuff comes through, but it is not an everyday, every week in my grocery cart kind of shit, okay? It's just not, because I learned to be proactive. I learned to take massive action. I learned to know that I can't just sit around waiting. And while this isn't about, food stamps or anything, I'm talking genuinely just being proactive. I want to support that. That is what I want you to grab life by the balls and do something. Take control of your actions and decisions. You want to reduce stress in your life? That's how you do that. And if you want to make things feel more manageable, be proactive. When you are constantly just like doing nothing, or constantly thinking ahead, taking steps before things come, you are setting yourself up to be less overwhelmed. If you want control over a situation, then take the action, break down the goals in little steps so that you feel like it's easier to make choices instead of feeling like you're having to follow. For me, like it's like following instructions, right? I feel pressured if I am not managing the stuff that I'm trying to do. Does that make sense? It makes communication smoother. If you can anticipate what's coming, not in an anxiety freak out, if you could just see what's possible, then you're not getting surprised and you're not getting stuck and you're not getting lost. You're not feeling like everything has just demanded too much of you. So you are just in a state of freeze. You want to feel like you're a part of this process, not that you're someone that is just reacting to what's happening around you. I want you to be a free thinker. I want you to do your research. Our food is fucked right now. Take responsibility for that. Not even just food. I want you to think about everything outside of the box, that become a dreamer again, become someone who is willing to stand up for whatever it is that you feel in your core that you have to get out. I want you to be able to create this incredible, fun, passionate, comfortable environment where you have more say with what's happening and fewer moments where things feel forced or kind of out of your control. honestly, becoming proactive, it is just literally taking control of your actions and decisions. We're not going to be reactive, okay? We're not just going to freak out. How do you cultivate that proactive mindset with whatever it's going to be? Set clear goals. Define what you want to achieve in all these areas of your life to be able to take responsibility and to stand on your own two feet and to say, yes, I'm doing this damn thing. Get that clear vision, because then you could take the right action towards the goals instead of just waiting for things to happen, because nothing's going to happen and no one's going to do this for you. Think about what you need to do and when. It's okay to plan ahead. We're not going to dwell on it. We're not going to ruminate. But planning ahead can help you manage time where you avoid feeling rushed or overwhelmed. That's it. It gives you a sense of control over your day-to-day life. And like, we all struggle with that, like, desire to have control over everything. We all do. We're all guilty of that. Okay. We're all guilty of that. Anticipate challenges. If you know that stuff could is possibly going to arise, think about how you can handle situations. When you're ready for the challenges, they don't seem as daunting. Like, the monster is not so big. It's not this, we are not going to sit around waiting for things to change. We're just not. We're not going to hope other people take action. We want to take responsibility for what we can control. We want to focus on what we can do. Even if it's a small step, do it. We want to focus on solutions. We're not going to sit and cry about the problem. You know how many people I see in this group crying about the problem? What is the solution then? And it's not what other people tell us it is. It's what do you see, the truth in what you see, where you can feel, you know, Alex, answer this phone call, where you can feel, you know, more in control. You're less stressed. You want to practice that self-awareness. So check in with yourself about your habits, your behaviors, your mindset. Be aware of how you're feeling or what it is exactly that's holding you back, so it can help you adjust and take more intentional action for what you want to do. Proactivity doesn't always mean making huge changes at once, okay? It is literally, I'm all about the small, consistent actions over time. That's how you get the big results. It could be something as simple as like just maybe organizing your space, setting a reminder on a piece of paper, break down your steps into manageable things, leave yourself the little sticky note reminders. But give yourself room to be flexible, because as important as it is to be proactive, you also need to be adaptable. Life doesn't and will never go always according to your plan. You want to be able to just adjust and to respond, you know, thoughtfully, not reactively, when things change, so that you can continue to move forward. This is just another one of those habits that you grow over time. So start small. But there is a difference in your future. If you do not become proactive, you have just increased your stress and overwhelm, because you're going to be constantly reacting. And when you react all the time, you start putting yourself in this victim mentality. So then all of a sudden, like, you're already feeling this tornado energy inside of you. And now you've got last minute rushes, missed deadlines, and your anxiety is through the fucking roof because stuff has piled up. Then you have all these missed opportunities without clear goals or planning. You're not even going to see it. If you are not taking action, you will never see the opportunity knocking on your door. You're going to find yourself stuck in patterns of like procrastination. Like, you're not moving forward even when you want to, because everything is so fucking heavy in this moment. And you are not going to be someone who is going to produce a high, what are you doing, honey? You're reacting to things instead of taking control of your time, so you have less focus and less efficiency. So you're going to struggle to complete tasks. You're going to find yourself jumping from one thing to another without finishing anything. And then this is going to just turn into regret and frustration. You're going to regret not making the change earlier. You're going to beat yourself up. And then all of a sudden, you're going to have this sense of stagnation, unfulfilled potential, and self-doubt. And once you get caught in this tornado, you've added, this is like step four in a fucking insane funnel. And then it messes up all your relationships, whether it's your personal life or professional life, because people will see you as unreliable, unorganized. That strains connections, and you are going to feel isolated. Being willing to be proactive in what you need to do, and I know what you need to do. And if Brandon Lynette can fucking sit here after one of the hardest weeks of her life and record a podcast with her little broken heart, while holding every fucking thing together, everything together. If I can do this, you can do this. You can become proactive. You want that control of your life. You want to shape your future. You want to ditch the stress and anxiety. You want to have incredible productivity. You want good time management. And the more you start achieving your goals, you're building the confidence, you're building the momentum. So you're on a roll. This is the funnel we want. That's the vibration we want. Imagine your self-confidence and your satisfaction skyrocketing because you will start to see. You take action and you start seeing the results of your efforts. You start to have greater satisfaction. You will feel more confident in your ability to handle challenges. That's it. You will feel more confident that no matter what internet people are calling you out on or judging you on or deciding they know everything about you, you can still keep moving forward. You can handle the roadblocks. That's going to have this incredible impact on your self-esteem, absolutely, and your mental well-being. We want to improve relationships. We want people to be able to rely on us. We want to be able to communicate effectively. This is the key to the interpersonal relationships is communication. You can contribute positive outcomes in every area of your life because you're communicating and you're strengthening relationships. You're going to create this sense of trust and connection with the people that are meant to be with you. And all of a sudden, you magnetize to this, a proactive mindset. You magnetize, you're open to opportunities, whether it's work or personal development, new experiences. You're going to take the risk because you're going to feel like a badass. And that's the point. Then you start walking into that holy purpose that you have been called for. Otherwise, what are you doing? We want the big rewards in the long run. It's exhausting to constantly feel reactive, to be on edge, to constantly feel like, oh, the world is out to get me. Everybody hates me. That is stressful. You're always feeling uncertain is exhausting. And I know because that's how my week has gone. And I am fucking tired. It is Tuesday, bitch, Wednesday, whatever day it is. I am tired. Okay. That shit weighs you down. And I can't imagine if I was a reactive person, if I was still that reactive person that I used to be. I would have burned it all down. Like I would freak out. And now I can like sit in this. I can sit in this and say, okay, what's the next right thing to do? What do I want to learn from this? What is my lesson? Where can I grow? How can I move forward without taking it personal when I don't want people to think I hate anyone. I don't want people to think I'm an abomination. I don't want people to think that I'm the last person that should be talking to anybody about Christ. That's not what I want. I can learn from this. I'm taking the action so that tomorrow I feel better because I showed up today. I want that momentum. We want that confident and productive future. We're here for a purpose, and that is to step into the potential of who you are meant to be, the potential of who you came here to be, the potential that's going to help other people out of their shit. I can't imagine how many people have probably felt like me and that they had to tone down their relationship with Christ because of the judgment. I know it's out there because I felt it. I felt it, and it was real. It's a tangible energy. And how many people have hurt their own relationship with Christ because they listen to other people, that they're not enough. You're not doing the right thing. This isn't for you. You're going to ruin other people. You're doing the devil's work. This is how we know the world is ending. What? Are you kidding me? Like, I'm the Antichrist. Come on. The world is not ending. Okay. It's not ending. That's a wrap for today's episode. If you are feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Okay. wait, would I? Do I? Should I quit saying that? Because maybe I don't want to hear what you're thinking. No, I do, bitch. Take a quick moment, leave a review. Let me know how this episode hit you because your feedback helps me reach more people like you. So let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power, and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go read my YouTube video comments because I'm not going to do it because I'm a chicken shit. Okay. Outside of that, go be a badass because the world needs the full version of you.